Welcome to the CrossFit Bangor podcast. In this episode, Carl gets to know Kendall, our barbell club coach, and we learn what happens in the barbell club. Kendall posts what barbell club will be doing each week in our Facebook members page. You can sign up for this class in Tribe, which happens every Thursday at 5:30. If you have any questions or suggestions about the podcast, please email Michelle at michellen@crossfitbangor.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome to CrossFit Bangor's podcast. I'm sitting here, this is Hot Carl, sitting here with Kendall Boudreaux, the coach of the CrossFit Barbell Club. And if I sound a little funny, it's because I just finished a cardio-rific workout. Just finished the 6 a.m. ride on the Devil's Tricycle, and I am feeling it a little bit, so I apologize if I sweat all over the table while we're talking here, Kendall. So why don't you tell me how you got into this fitness game? How'd you get into CrossFit and Olympic weightlifting?
Yeah, so I signed up here November of 2016. I was new to CrossFit. One of my college friends did it and kind of talked me into giving it a shot. I was just an out of shape guy who couldn't get further than third depth on an overhead squat. I just couldn't. I was as unathletic as you could get. So I just kind of took the leap and said, I'll give it a shot. And so I started late 2016. I did about a year of CrossFit until I transitioned over to weightlifting. When I first started CrossFit, I didn't even know that weightlifting was its own sport.
Sure.
Separate.
Yeah, yeah.
I just assumed that the snatch and clean and jerk was part of CrossFit, and that's what it was. But I just really took to kind of the lifts. I've always been kind of obsessed with the technical aspect of a lot of things. For instance, I bow hunt instead of rifle hunt. I fly fish instead of spin cast fishing. I just really love technique, and I kind of obsess over that. So when I saw the snatch and the clean and jerk, I knew I wanted to perfect it. Yeah, I wanted to perfect it. And with all the different movements in CrossFit, I used to be frustrated that I couldn't perfect all of them. And so I just, you know, really transitioned over to weightlifting, obviously with the help of Tony as well here. He helped me get into it, and I've been doing that for about a year now.
Did you play sports or anything when you were
I played a big golfer. Again, a technical, another finesse technique kind of thing.
Okay.
So I pretty much golfed since high school. And so I had kind of, I thought I had the flexibility and everything like that, but I learned real quick that it was a whole different animal with a barbell. So
I was just a little surprised. November 2016, that is not that long ago.
No,
And you just had a meet that you went and competed at recently, right?
Yeah, me and Tony went down to the Robinson weightlifting meet in Massachusetts this past weekend. We had a lot of fun. Tony did real well. He placed, I believe, second, and I played in his weight class. I placed third in mine. We had a really good time, and it was awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that's a like a sanctioned event.
Where yeah, it's a
wearing
sanctioned,
the fancy outfit. And
absolutely, there was no secrets to be had. You were in a singlet, and it was, you know, official USAW sanctioned event, and so it goes towards your national rank and everything in terms of some of the bigger events.
And the only outfits that are more revealing than that are what Dr. James wears to the holiday party.
Yeah.
So you got your certification, your coaching, Olympic weightlifting coaching through USAW too, right?
Yep, this past summer I went to the same gym we just competed at, Robinson Weightlifting, put on a USAW level 1 certification. It's a 2-day course. I went down to that, so I got certified with that. They actually have another one coming up in Ellsworth this summer for anybody else who's interested in getting that certification. I recommend it. You learn a lot. It's good just to kind of have that under your belt. It also allows the gym to be an official barbell club. If you want to put on any events or anything like that, you can be certified through USAW, which is kind of cool. So
you just have to have one coach that's certified.
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly the ins and outs in that, but
yeah, Michelle got her USAW coaching certification as well.
Oh, nice!
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
learned a lot. Like
yeah,
you said,
absolutely.
There's an infinite amount of details.
Yeah, one of my favorite sayings is I can tell you everything there is to know about weightlifting in 10 minutes, and it'll take you a lifetime to understand it.
That's
it's
just, Bergner, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
patron
just
saint of Olympic weightlifting.
Yeah, there's just a lot to it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for the class that's here, so first of all, it's, Thursdays at 5:30?
Yeah, right? Thursdays at 5:30.
Is there a separate charge? Any of the members in the gym allowed to go?
Absolutely. Anybody can sign up. Any members who want to come and just get some more reps in with weightlifting. I don't care if you've been doing it for years. I don't care if you've been doing it for, one day. Any experience level, just come on in. We just spend an hour of lifting weights, and it's a little more laid back. We have a good time.
Cool. So. And they just sign up through Tribe, just like you would for any other.
Yeah, you sign up through Tribe. You don't need any kind of fancy equipment. Okay. You don't need lifters. You don't need straps, wrist wraps, knee wraps, anything like that.
As the obsession builds.
Absolutely, yeah. It's good, just like with CrossFit, you start getting your own jump rope, you start getting great. So it's similar to that, but you don't need anything like that. You can come just as you would a CrossFit class.
Okay.
The structure's pretty similar. We do kind of a brief in the beginning. Normally, there's the first part of class is technique based, working on some weightlifting specific moves that you don't really see in a CrossFit class as much. For instance, we do like some muscle snatches.
Okay.
We do some tall jerks, just kind of weightlifting specific movements that are hard to get in with a typical CrossFit class just because there's so many different things that you can do. It's its own sport. So we do something a little more specific towards weightlifting in it, and just to help people improve in that sense.
And tall jerk would be a good nickname for me. Awesome. So for the folks who are interested, is this mostly geared towards people who want to get into Olympic weightlifting big time, or is it more geared towards improving your Olympic lifts for CrossFit, or both? Or?
I try to keep it for both. I mean, like I said, when I started, I didn't even know Olympic weightlifting was its own sport. So I just try to show people that side of it. It's a little more weightlifting, traditional weightlifting programming. You go a little bit heavier, you do some heavier complexes, and it's challenging. But really, kind of the overall goal of it is, for people who just want to build some confidence in the lifts, who just want to get in some more reps. It's difficult, I'm sure, Michelle, you can speak to this. If you have a CrossFit class that averages 10 to 12 people, it's very difficult to get to everybody if you're doing a weightlifting movement.
For sure.
And your goal as a coach is to make sure everybody's doing it safe. So if you have someone, a couple people who are newer, who have only been doing it a couple months, you really got to make sure and focus in that they're doing it safe.
Safe and super proficient are not always.
Absolutely. And so that's difficult. And so to be able to just get more reps in, to come do some weightlifting, usually it's under the eye of two coaches, because the other coach that's doing the CrossFit classes, we usually walk around and give some tips and pointers as we go too. So, you can get some additional feedback having two coaches there instead of one.
That's awesome.
And just what I saw a lot of when I was either doing CrossFit or just kind of looking in on some classes is there's so many people in this gym who are stronger than what their one rep maxes say.
Sure.
And if you can find a true, say, one rep max of what your strength allows you to, when you start doing that percentage work in class, you're going to see so much more strength gains because you're actually pushing yourself to the capacity that you should be. If class says you're doing 75%, but really that's your 50%.
Right.
It's just not going to push you as hard. So if you can come in, get after some heavier weights, build the confidence, you're going to see a lot of gains in your CrossFit as well, because you're just going to be moving the barbell better and you're just going to be overall stronger. So
you're saying you're going to make us lift heavier weights.
That's the goal. Yeah.
feels so heavy already. But that's awesome. So sometimes Michelle does the yoga class on Saturday, and I'll hear you guys, not part of the barbell club, but I'll just hear you and Tony throwing some weights around in there.
Yep.
Tony's got some pretty interesting battle cries that he cues to whatever music happens to be on the radio, like Mbop as a battle cry. I've never heard Hanson summoned in the warrior spirit before. You got any?
I mean, crush weights to any song, but I've hit quite a few PRs to the Mulan soundtrack. So the
make a man out of you.
You know, you got to show the bar that you're more manly than it. If it's calling you out, You gotta get after it.
Those Disney princesses know what they're
Taylor
after,
Swift is another one. She gets me. Me going. Yeah,
Tay-Tay will get the job done.
Absolutely, I'll lift anything. But.
Well, that's awesome. Anything else that you want the folks at home to know, or about you, about CrossFit?
Really just don't feel intimidated coming into the class. I mean, there's some people that lift heavier weights than others, and that's fine. Really, we just want to stay, have it laid back. We want each person to improve. Doesn't matter if you've been doing it a day. Doesn't matter if you've been doing it years. You know, the goal is just to get everyone better.
Okay.
And so we usually just crank the music up loud and just have some fun. And
this is not something that's going to require a big commitment, right?
Like, no,
folks
absolutely
can just
not.
Stop by for a couple classes, work on their technique, and then maybe not so much anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if you can only make it once a month, if you can make it once every couple months, if you can make it every week, you know, doesn't matter. You can jump right in what we're doing, and we go over it in detail every class, so you don't feel like you're going to miss anything if you miss last week's class or anything like that.
Perfect.
So,
okay. Last question. You got a favorite lift? I know this is
asking
an Olympic weightlifter if they're favorite kid, but you went right to it. So
I'm a snatch specialist. Okay. I maybe self-proclaim, but my, as weird as this is going to sound, my strength is not my physical strength. I'm just more technique and speed based when it comes to lifting. So the clean and jerk,
I could see the snatch fitting that.
The
yeah.
clean and jerk can it takes a lot out of me. So I tend to find myself.
I like
favoring
the snatch myself too. Yeah,
yeah.
But I've been told clean and jerk is for work and snatch is for show. So we're showmen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Nice. All right.
For sure.
Well, thanks for sitting down with me, and I appreciate it. And for the folks at home who are interested in the Barbell Club, they can talk to any of the coaches or track down Mr. Kendall Boudreaux. Thank you very much.
Awesome. See you guys. Thanks.